Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
For devoted Christians who claim a biblical, morally absolute worldview, there's one release of modern entertainment that explains Christianity's loss of influence from culture. Moral relativism is a topic that we've often covered on Skopos and involves the idea that right and wrong are subjective and left to interpretation of one's culture, experiences, and perception of things. It is absent of moral absolutes such as found in the Bible. So, the entertainment series that best describes America's slide into relativism is the progressive increase of darkness found in the Batman character. The recent release of the movie The Batman has caused quite a stir in relation to how dark the movie was filmed and how morally complex the Batman character has developed to be. Several entertainment writers have commented how Batman seems to reflect the trends and feelings of culture as he has developed, from the crime-fighting superhero of the 20th century to the dark, morally confused character of today. The secular movie reviewers have it right. Batman is well reflecting the absence of any foundational sense of what is wrong or right. It is now up to the subjective perception of the character, absent of law, restraint, and process. It's no wonder the movie is becoming a blockbuster hit, for it does reflect how most view the world. They may not be able to live out the dark violence of the Batman, but society feels a sense of frustration and confusion. The world is full of paradoxes that leave people confused and grasping for any type of outlet to express their frustrations. It's no wonder the church can no longer garner a platform with many in our culture. When we claim moral certainty, yet constantly make the news with leaders who abuse their positions through moral failures, dishonesty, and even abuses, and the church seems to just move on as if there's nothing to see here, why would they trust us? Sure, there are many Christian leaders who run their race well, but it only takes a few to ruin our ability to speak morally to the issues of the day with certainty. This is why we must be so very careful whom we give platform to and whom we promote as leaders of the faith. We are much too quick to follow the latest cool preacher or worship artist. Much too quick. Quite frankly, I could care less if a Christian leader has cool sneakers, tight jeans, and a slick stage. In fact, those are often warning signs from all that I've seen. We need to get back to that good old gospel teaching done by wise stalwarts of the Christian faith. Society is not buying our cool attempts to be relevant. The world needs the truth of Scripture taught by those who honor Christ through their character in all aspects of life. The Batman movie is evidence enough that the world is crying out for someone to set an example and speak absolute truth in the midst of chaos.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.